On a Tuesday morning and talking about your next adventure, Sarah Swainson is in the house and we're going to be talking another Bold Heart adventure with a special guest today, Angie van der Hoogen. Wow, and it's all about holding your breath.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, this one's an interesting one. It's I went off and I joined the Hurricane Squad. Now, for anyone who doesn't know, well, I presume most people don't know what the Hurricane Squad is. It's a group of, I don't want to say crazy people, Angie. That wouldn't be right.
Well, a little bit crazy, maybe.
Some really, really, really friendly, nice people. And I went and joined their squad. Now, they do what's called hypoxic training. But basically, in layman's terms, it's breath hold in water. Am I doing right?
Yeah, that's pretty much correct. So, breath hold in water, training the body to withstand lower critical oxygen levels and operate with lower oxygen levels and build your body to CO2 tolerance.
And of course, the average person will be asking why.
Because it's fun. No, but there are so many benefits. So
I wasn't being silly. I mean, genuinely, I know it's all to do with free diving and deep diving. Yes. But as you say, there are many other benefits to be had.
So on the sports side, for swimmers, for surfers, for free divers, spear fishermen, any of those kind of things that are in water, being able to hold your breath and being able to tolerate the CO2 is really beneficial. But then it's also, there are benefits in terms of reducing anxiety, stress, and just relaxation. So anybody could really benefit from doing it.
Well, I always say when folks pop in for a chat on radio, generally you can tell there is a level of nervousness that is, it's quite natural because this is a very unnatural environment. And having once upon a time been trained as an actor, you know, the first thing about relaxation is breathing.
100%.
And if you can breathe in and out diaphragmatically and slowly, it calms you. So I'm absolutely with you.
Yeah.
So that's also the irony of learning to hold your breath. You actually need to know how to breathe correctly.
Yeah. And most of us don't breathe correctly, just like you said. We breathe very shallowly, and so that doesn't calm our nervous system down. So most of us are sitting in a stress response. So our nervous system is working so overloaded by everything that we do. And this is actually, the breathing is the key to relax that nervous system.
Okay, well then let's try and unpack this a little bit more, because it sounds very simple. I mean, we all breathe, except for, I believe, dolphins. We breathe automatically. Dolphins have to actually consciously breathe. And did you know that?
No.
Oh, that's why.
I get to learn something
That's
new.
Why half the brain of the dolphin is awake all the time. It only sleeps with half its brain, the other half, because it has to breathe. And if a dolphin gets very stressed and wants to end it all, it just stops breathing. Goodbye, Charlie Brown. Overs, cadovers. It's interesting. But most mammalian creatures have a natural instinct of in and out, and we think we do it automatically. But when you're stressed, you tend to breathe upper chest and constricting the throat.
Yeah.
And that adds to your anxiety, and your voice goes.
The stress level just builds. Mm. And so it's totally counterintuitive to breathe fast and shallow. It's actually, we need to calm the breath down. And actually, you'll know from performing, from acting, all those breath exercises just before you go on stage, you know, to calm that nervous system down. So that benefit that you get in the pool in this kind of training, you're going to take into the rest of your day. So when I did it, I mean, it does take practice. And look, I did one session. So, I mean, I wasn't going to do anything amazing in the session. But the calmness and the focus that you feel afterwards, taking that into your day is worth, I felt $1 million.
But how do you, because instinctively, when I go underwater, I automatically want to get out of it. No, I mean, desperately, I start to panic because I need to breathe. And how long are we going to be able to hold this thing? And that level of terror rises. I mean, I can think of nothing worse than drowning, because it just, for me, is a nightmare. But and yet you go into that kind of scenario. You drown.
So what?
I mean,
that
not
is,
really.
That's not really.
What you? No, not really. So what you're experiencing there is elevated carbon dioxide levels because you're not exhaling. Mm. So that's the first body's alarm system to tell you it's time to breathe. The greatest challenge in holding your breath is to overcome that sensation. So that alarm of I need to breathe is knowing that, no, actually, I've got plenty of oxygen left. It's just my CO2 levels that are rising. I'm actually all right. So the biggest challenge is actually very mental. Yeah. And with practice and training and conditioning, you can learn to delay that sensation. So the more you practice, the later that feeling of I need to breathe will come on.
What happens underwater to a person that doesn't experience the that experiences the fear and the terror and has to breathe, and then they can't hold it any longer? Do they actually inhale water?
No, so you wouldn't inhale water. Your first instinct would to become up to the surface.
Yeah, but if you can't?
Well, the natural thing, that would be a drowning scenario.
And is that what happens?
So yes, that's what happens, which is why this kind of conditioning is so...
So actually, in a drowning scenario, so if everybody could be taught, like our body has this reflex. So if you are, and a lot of surfers have discovered this, if they're in big waves, if you don't breathe out and you hold your breath, your body will eventually go into the mammalian dive.
Yes, you'll trigger your mammalian dive response.
And that means your body will shut down and not need to breathe. And you've got about 5 minutes then. If you exhale and inhale water, then you are drowning. So a lot of this is why benefiting for surfers, it can prevent drowning. So if you do not inhale water and can just hold, your body will actually pass out, not breathe, and you can surf.
So that's the trick. Because a lot of folk, when they go underwater, exhale because they don't want water to go up the nose.
Yes.
So this is breath hold.
So you don't want to do that.
You don't want to exhale.
This is breath hold, yeah.
How do you then prevent the water going up your orifices?
So what Sarah's talking about is actually a blackout underwater.
Yes, yeah.
So once you've blacked out, and a blackout is because your body's oxygen levels have dropped past your critical threshold, and your body will then shut down. So that's one of the body's ways of protecting yourself. When you black out, you're conserving your oxygen. Your throats will also close, so your glottis locks, so that you're unable to inhale water.
Oh.
The brain knows that you're underwater, so it shuts everything down,
so
conserves
so
your
clever.
Oxygen, and closes your throat so that you're unable to inhale water. Only if you then are still underwater and you become conscious again, well, then you instinctively inhale, and that would then result in a drowning.
So if you pass out underwater with a full lung, or the lung full of air, you probably, if you
You've
are then pulled
chance.
Out of the water, you may be able to be revived.
Yeah, that's also why I think that's good to add here, that especially when it comes to free diving, one
it
of the number one
safety.
Rules is you never dive alone. You
always
dive
always
with
got
a buddy.
Safety,
okay.
But the interesting thing, going back to that mental thing, even when I was doing it, so you get into the pool and you start with a warm up, and it really is working with your body. There's no like timing. There's nobody saying, okay, you came first, second, and third. You're working. This is what we're doing. And you're working within your response or your ability. And I think that's really great. If somebody wanted to try this for the first time, they won't feel the pressure of, am I going to be good enough? Because good enough against what? Mm. It's only good enough for your capability. And you can only get better by practice and it's fun as well. So...
And you hear a lot about people increasing their lung capacity. Can you do that, or is it is that nonsense?
So your lung volume, what you're born with, is what you have. But you can increase the elasticity in your diaphragm, in your intercostal muscles, in your ribs, which then can improve your inhale, which then will give you more.
Oh, so you can actually stretch the bags, so to
you
speak.
You can, yeah.
And so that's what you train people to do.
Yes.
I think it's train people to relax. So that's one of the, I think the headspace is actually the biggest element to get over, is to relax into this water space. We did just some minute breath holds, and I didn't last all the minutes because like I think I'm going, but the more relaxed you got, the more calm your body was, and you could really enjoy it. So I think it's something to build on. And like I said, it's so beneficial for, it's complementary if you're doing other things as well. So it's an all-round, highly encouraged activity.
And now you're looking at bringing this to the North Coast as an option.
Yeah, so if there's an interest, then I'd love to do a session up this side. It's something that can benefit, like you mentioned, your spear fishermen, freedivers, surfers, and any other sport. The cross training of freediving can improve. Mm. I've got a few of my swimmers who train with me have seen improvements in their running performance and all general other sports that they do as well outside of just swimming.
So if this becomes a reality, or are you going to make it a reality, Sarah? Is this through your Bold Heart Initiative?
No, we're putting it out there. And I think if this if this conversation has sparked your interest, or you've seen some pictures on the socials and you've gone, what's that? Then get in touch with Angie. And I think it's something that people can benefit from. And let's put it on the North Coast.
Well, it definitely sounds like, as you've said, it's not just relating to free diving. There's a range of aquatic sports that it would help, but I think also in terms of life skills, just being able to breathe properly
100%
is an absolute game changer. So I'm not really a sports bunny, but I might will be we tempted might. To come and
there we go
you.
Amazing. There we go.
And if I can do it, I promise you can.
Everybody can do it.
Yeah, breathing is terribly important.
Yeah, we can't really do without it.
Keep breathing, as they say. Well, this is fabulous. And the Bold Heart Initiative keeps every week people breathing for more, because it's just fascinating to understand that all of us have the potential to go further and to do more. And why would you want to? Because that's what makes life exciting and interesting and worthwhile.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, your initiative is I love it. I'm absolutely in awe. And
thank
Angie,
you.
Your free diving breath hold training, well, my interest has been raised.
The mission
by this.
Accomplished. There we go.
We're
just going to find a date in a pool.
So, will you let the listening public know through your various channels?
So we'll post it on Ordinarily Active, but also on Radio Life and Style. All the links and do you want to just share your Instagram handle?
Yeah, sure. So if you want to follow the training that we do on Instagram, would be hurricane.squad.dbn. And then my personal profile is freediver.angie, and that's for all my other freediving activities that I do as well.
And on a final note, I note, Sarah, that you said that the squad was incredibly welcoming and friendly.
I just cannot tell you how gracious the people were. You know, when you walk in and you just, you know, I think a lot of the time people don't start something because they're apprehensive and they're a little bit nervous. You know, is somebody going to laugh at me in my costume? Or all those kinds of thoughts are mulling through your head. Just from the minute you get there, the guys are super friendly. I can't tell you how welcoming the crew was. And well done for creating that space.
It's actually making me a little bit emotional.
Well, it is emotional. You know, learning new skills. Life is short, but you make the most of it. It's a journey well worth taking.
Yeah.
And once again, a very special thank you to Sarah Swainson from the Bold Heart Initiative and our special guest today, Angie van der Hoeken, from the Hurricane Squad in Durban. And hopefully you'll be on the North Coast real soon teaching us to breathe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the morning show continues.